Lewis, have you seen the latest government report on national security?
Yeah, it's pretty intense. They're actually saying we need to prepare for war on British soil. That's not something we've heard in a while.
Right, the report is really drawing parallels to World War II. It's interesting how they're asking the public to have that same kind of spirit.
I see, and it's not just about traditional warfare. They're highlighting threats in space, cyberspace, the deep sea, and the polar regions. That's quite a big claim, right?
Absolutely. The report is very clear about how complex the nuclear threat has become compared to the Cold War days.
Yeah, and it's not just Russia and China. They're also worried about hostile actors collaborating with terrorist groups. That adds another layer of concern.
Right, the Prime Minister is talking about a radical uncertainty and plans to spend 5% of GDP on national security over the next decade.
Wow, that's a significant investment. He's comparing it to the level of coordination we saw in 1945. That's quite a bold statement.
The report is really emphasizing the need for a whole-of-society effort. They mention the resilience of the British people and how we can draw from our history.
That's interesting. They're saying the direction we take now will have long-lasting effects. It's a call to action in more ways than one.
And they're not just talking about military readiness. There's a lot about securing our borders, making the country more resilient, and protecting our democracy.
Yeah, and there's a specific mention of China's increased espionage and interference. That's a pretty serious accusation.
It's also worth noting that Tobias Elwood, the former chairman of the Defence Select Committee, has made some pretty strong statements.
Oh, right. What did he say?
He said there's a 1938 feel to the world right now. He's suggesting we're in a pre-war period, just like before World War II.
Wow, that is pretty heavy. And he's not just making that up. He said Russia is attacking us daily, causing economic harm and sowing political confusion.
Right, he also mentioned that the US being part of NATO gives him some hope, but he's still concerned about the overall situation.
So, what does this all mean for the average British person? The government is asking for public preparation and vigilance.
Exactly, it's a call to arms in more ways than one. It's not just about the government or the military anymore.
Opus 4. So, what's the main takeaway here, Alice?
The main takeaway is that the UK is facing significant security challenges that require a united effort. We need to be prepared, both as a nation and as individuals.
And it's not just about the next few years. The report is talking about decisions that will reverberate for decades.
Right, it's a long-term strategy with a lot of emphasis on resilience, unity, and learning from history.
So the message is clear. We need to be ready for whatever comes next.
Agreed, and it's a message that's being echoed by both the government and respected figures in the military and political spheres.